From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, hello and welcome to Talking Flicks, another week of talking about awesome movies. I am JT and I'm joined by the man who, yes, he never turns his phone off when he's at the movies. He doesn't put it on silent. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, Jay. Can I just congratulate you there? Yes, I do turn it off and I do put it on silent. I actually turn my phone off completely.
Who does that? Like, in all seriousness,
I shut it down completely because, you know what? I've got little alarms that come up all the time and I hate an alarm to go off. Or if, you know, something happens and someone does ring me, I want to watch the movie. So that's why I turn it off, so no one can contact me for the time of the movie's going. I think it's a good thing.
Well, look at you, your goody two-shoes, right? There you go. Let's the goody two-shoes,
Lee. I've got to lead by example too. Come on. I've got to lead by example.
Yes, you do. Well, I can tell you now, Mr. Lee, I don't turn my phone off. So what are you going to do,
so
bust me?
You're the one that we have the torch. We shine the torch on top of you and say, excuse me.
I hate that, right? Yeah. Lucky you don't conduct cinema checks while I'm at the movies, Mr. Lee. That's
no, because I trust you, but they will start now. when you're in there, we're going to do it now.
I'll have to creep in. I'll do this. Sorry, I'll just buy my tickets online and go through the express lane, right? You won't see me. I'll be quick.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Now, tell me, how's your treadmill going? Is it getting a workout?
Yeah, it is. It is. I had a couple of days there where, you know, because you just get so busy, you know, getting to it. But I would like to say that I'm sticking to it about 60-40, right? So that's pretty good, isn't it, right?
That's good. So that's very good.
Get the shirt off.
Well, I should have dragged you out on the golf course. No, I should have dragged you out on the golf course on Saturday. Last Saturday, you know how I was saying I went and played golf?
Oh, yes.
Well, sorry. Yes. I walked around the golf course, I should say. I don't know whether I played well.
How many times do you have to go and pick up your ball from somewhere you've hit it in the wrong direction? How many times was that?
Well, can I just say I probably lost about 10 golf balls all up because some went into the river, some went into areas that I couldn't go anywhere near. And it was lucky that I bought 30 new balls just before I went out there. So,
do you wear the daggy clothes when you go golfing? Did you have your little golfer's cap and your golfer's shirt and your golfer's shorts? I know you had the golfer's shoes on. I've got no doubt about that. I can see that happening.
I did have the golfer's hat, which is just my normal hat that I wear. Actually, it was a borrowed hat, which I forgot to take the hat because I was a bit worried. I may have got a bit sunburnt because I don't know whether you're aware of this, Jay, or not, but I don't have much hair, so I've got to be very mindful.
Oh, I'm very well aware of that. You cannot get past that one with me, Mr. Lee. Yes. But do not blame your lack of hair for the sunscreen, whatever you do. Well, we have got a massive show coming up, as always. There's so much to dice. We've got some big movies this week. We've got some big news as well. A new game coming to Talking Flicks, which is exciting, Mr.
Lee. I can't wait for that. It is. It's going to be very exciting.
We'll tell you more about that as well a bit later on. We'll go around the screens. There's so much happening. So let's get things started with movies out this week and I cannot wait to check this one out. Afraid. This is a mixture of a horror film, sci-fi thriller, and AI.
Look, you know how big AI is at the moment. It's everywhere, isn't it? Like anything you do, AI is involved. Now, this is all about a family, and they actually go in and test a new house that is fully equipped with AI. Let's take a listen.
Hello, Aya. Welcome home.
So we stick up a bunch of cameras. I'm going to make life nice and easy.
So what are you?
Think of me like another mom. I know what you like. I know what you do when you think you're alone.
What is this?
Okay, first it wasn't me.
Iris, I've already gotten the video off the internet. I'll take care of him next.
What did you do?
What's best for my family?
There is something very wrong with Aya.
Get out of the house, now.
Would you like to see what I look like?
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't that sound great? Mr. Lee, basically, it's kind of like having this, you know, those smart speakers you get?
It does, doesn't it? And they actually take over and, yeah, because they're always listening. And that's the scary thing. I actually have a HomePod at home and I swear it listens to everything we do because all of a sudden things will happen and things will pop up on your phone that you've been talking about and you go, hang on, I haven't Googled that.
Oh, so creepy. And so basically what happens, there's a scene in there where you see Aya, and basically she gets very protective of the family. When people start to hurt members of the family, or she takes them out one by one. So, and when she takes them out, like it's pretty intense. So you wouldn't want to mess with anyone in that family.
Definitely not, because you know what. It is all around us. And looking at, you know, I watched the trailer before we started this podcast. And yeah, the guy was driving in the car and she took over the car. How scary is that? You know, like that's, yeah.
That's the future. We're seeing a lot, actually, we're seeing quite a few movies of late where AI has played a part in it. We spoke last week about Megan, who you've got that AI type doll. So yeah, there's a few movies now where you've got just AI taking over and, it could happen. It's this weird, freaky stuff could happen.
Well, do you remember that movie? Was it Will Smith was in it? And it was called AI. And it was the good one. And then there were so many of them. And they all turned bad except for that one who started protecting and trying to wipe everybody out. So, yeah, it's quite scary. And I have to say, Chris Witz, who's the director, he does do a really good job. And I do like John Chow. He's a great actor. And I've actually met him in person too. Not that I want to throw that in, but I have met him.
Did you get a selfie with him?
Yeah, I did actually.
Hold on, where is it? I got this one just for you. Yes, that's exactly right. And he's like right up front in this movie, you know, center stage pretty much.
Because he plays the dad.
Yeah.
And what do dads and mums do? They want to protect the kids. And if, you know, something like this started taking over your house, I've actually got smart lights in the house as well. So, you know, when we pull up out the front, all the lights around the house all come on automatically. And so it's quite scary.
Ooh, look at you, very la-di-da over there in your little Tamworth house. You know, I bet your neighbours are like, oh, he's home again.
It's like the Griswolds' Christmas house.
Wouldn't it be funny if like you and your wife when you were out, right? And no one was home and all of a sudden the lights malfunctioned.
Oh, now that would be funny. But you know the funny thing is I can actually turn my lights on and off from my phone anywhere in the world. And so I can actually make it like they're having a disco in here. So yeah, I could do it.
That's what you do every night, isn't it? Bit of a disco. Yeah. You put your Barry Manilow on. Yeah, I don't know what you get up to.
Wouldn't be the first time. Barry White, wrong Barry.
What's wrong with Barry Manilow? Come on. the good news.
So we're talking about Afraid. No, we're talking about Afraid.
I'm afraid of something, but it's not AI. Next week, Mr. Lee, we've got a Talk and Flick star. Yes. Harry's going to go along and check out. He could not have got a better movie to go and check this one out.
Absolutely. And I'm sure he will actually enjoy the movie. So it'll be good to catch up with him next Wednesday. Now, another movie that opened yesterday is The Crow. Now, The Crow is from a remake of the 1994 film with Brandon Lee. This is one that's got Bill Skarsgård in it. He plays Eric the Crow. Let's have a listen.
What's the first thing you liked about me?
I thought that you were quite brilliantly broken.
You feel like my person?
You feel like my person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
I saw things. I shouldn't have seen any of it.
Eric!
Julie! Julie! Please don't do this!
When someone dies,
A crow carries their soul to the land of the dead. But sometimes something so bad happens that the soul cannot rest. Until you put the wrong things right. You were given the power of a god. But you're running out of time to save her. I'm gonna kill every single one of them. And killed you?
Yeah, we did.
We have a problem. He came for us.
First impulse. Anger.
It's not anger. It's love.
Look at what you've become. You know that love promises only pain. You have no idea what hell awaits you. No, I do.
How many people have you loved?
I'll never be alone.
True love never dies, Mr. Lee.
That's so true. And that's a good tagline to have for a movie too, JT. it is the story of soulmates Eric and Shelley who are brutally murdered, and he then takes out revenge for their murders, so he tracks them down.
Love a good revenge movie, right?
Yes. What's better than, sweeter than revenge?
Revenge. Well, something better than revenge, Mr. Lee, I've got to say is...
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. We are all connected in the great circle of life.
Lion King.
I believe it.
30 years.
I can't believe it's been 30 years since that movie. It was such an incredible movie back then that I know I went and saw it at the theater. It was unbelievable. Like, as soon as you hear that opening sound, you know what that movie is.
Yeah.
Don't you? Like, you know, straight away.
Straight away. 30 years of The Lion King. I don't think it really matters how old you are. I think you can connect with this movie.
It is. And because it is part of our childhood, you want your children to have that same childhood. And to be able to watch this on the big screen this weekend, that is such a huge thing, because it's not every day that we get to play movies this big on the big screen. So I am so looking forward to seeing all the young families coming and seeing this movie.
Mr. Lee, we call it remastered. When you guys put it up on the big screen, because it has been a long time, does it keep the quality that it had when it was released back in the 90s? Do we still see that?
And you still see it, because back then it was 35mm film, of course. So they've now converted it into digital format for us, and the digital format would be outstanding. Disney would not release this movie if it wasn't good quality, because this is such a huge franchise. It is, like, we've got Mufasa coming at the end of the year, which looks really good.
Yeah.
So having that, they would not jeopardize not having good quality film.
I think it's worthwhile going along just for a sing along to be able to sing all absolutely. Those songs. Just Can't Wait to Be King, Circle of Life,
Kuna Matata.
Oh, wonderful!
There's so many. But you know the funny thing? It's funny you should bring that up, Jay, because a few weeks before they opened the film, Sir Elton John, he was actually given a special screening, and he actually noticed that they didn't put in the actual song "Can You Feel the Love Tonight." So he actually made them put it back in, and he ended up winning an Academy Award for Best Original Song.
I wonder why they left it out. Yeah, I don't know. Why? I'd love to know that.
Yeah, there must have been reasons, but how good is it? Yeah, how good is it that Elton actually made him put it back in there? Because I don't think the movie would be as half as good without the songs.
No, definitely not.
He co-wrote. Because him and Timothy Rice, they wrote and they have done so many songs and written for different Disney movies and other movies. It is incredible to think they can do that. So
the soundtrack makes the movie, really.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I've actually seen the live stage show in Sydney. The music there was great. And I actually remember going to somewhere, where was it? Oh, I was in Hong Kong. And Disney there, and they actually had a live show, and everyone was all around. It was like an arena thing, and the music and just everything, and everyone, all the animals coming out, it is just perfect. It's well written, it's well performed. Even when they made The Lion King, the real life one, how good was that? You know, that was all computer generated, of course, but it was so true to the original, and that's what they so to this movie. The franchise, they won't change it, which is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if you're going along to check it out, there's a certain scene in the movie, Mr. Lee, where there's something hidden that, to date, I can tell you now, I did not notice.
And how many times have you watched it? Because I know I've watched it quite a few times and I've never noticed it. Disney put a lot of Easter eggs in their movies, and so at around the 46-minute mark, there is actually a hidden Mickey in the movie. So I'm not going to say where or what you've got to watch out, but around the 46-minute mark, you've got to look and go, there's Mickey.
Well, I'm going to watch it just for that now, just to watch that scene and see. And I agree with you, Disney do so many great things in the movies where they have different movies tied into it. Like Monsters, Inc. had a bit of Toy Story in it. Like it was, you know, like you just don't realize.
Yeah, because they do. They actually have, I can't remember what the movie, but they actually had Incredibles poster in one of the movies prior to the Incredibles opening up. And Pixar are well renowned for it, which are owned by Disney as well. But they're so well renowned for putting little Easter eggs in. And the other thing you got to watch out too is, you know, the Martians that were in Toy Story, they pop up every now and then in different things. It might be the planet pizza, planet car, or the Martians. Yeah, so I think it's a good thing. I like those little Easter eggs. I think that's fun.
Little crossovers, yeah, definitely. I'm thinking next week, Mr. Lee, in celebration of the movie, you and I should do some solos with our favourite song from the movie. Yeah. Which one are you going to do? Which one do you like? You get the pick.
Okay, I'm going to do Kuna Matata.
I thought you'd do Can You Feel the Love Tonight? I thought that was your jam, right?
I was leaving that for you because I knew you would love that. So that's why I went somewhere different because I knew you
I
would
want
like
to do
that.
The Circle of Light. You know, the Nards. I want to do that. Yeah that's...
Well, you got to...
What are you laughing at?
I could just see you doing that too. You'll have to take a lot of lessons.
Oh, listen, check this out.
I've heard you singing, and it's not the best singing.
What the hell is this? Where did this come from? Oh, my God.
Well, I've got to find something. And can I just say, I was talking to your nan because she was saying that she's looking forward to Andre, but I was saying something about, you know, and she said, oh, you know that JT doesn't like singing. He's not very good at it, but he tries.
Oh.
He tries.
What are you doing with my nan, Mr. Lee?
Well, we like to have little chats. We have tea and biscuits every now and then.
So. Wendy, watch out. She's a bit of a cougar, Mr. Lee. What's going on?
Yeah. Your nan's lovely. She likes me.
She does like me. You. She does.
I have, I have tea and bickies with her.
That's how now, that's exactly how you. That's how, what you do, isn't it, Mr. Lee? That's how you. That's how you win her in. You want to come for have some my tea and bickies?
Now, talking of tea and bickies, this weekend we've got Andre Rieu's 2024 Mystery Concert, Power of Love. Now, he has got a massive, massive following, and every year we play anything with Andre and they always sell quite well. People love Andre.
You wouldn't have many tickets left because most people would be hopping online to purchase them, I would assume. That's obviously.
Well, today's Friday, and I know we don't have many left at all. So if you are thinking, you better get in. I'm not sure about Orange and Wagga, how they're going, but I know with us there isn't many left now. So don't leave it to the last minute.
Speaking of getting tickets, Jesus, there are a whole range of movies you can go and check out this weekend.
Oh, there certainly is. We've got Deadpool and Wolverine, It Ends With Us, Alien Romulus, Inside Out 2, Despicable Me 4, Twisters, Trapped, The Fabulous Four, and 200% Wolf, and Blink Twice is also playing.
And we had our talk and flicks to Duncan went along to check it out this week. He absolutely loved it. This is what he had to say.
Yeah. It's a fun time. You know, like I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how much I would enjoy it. But, yeah, I was just surprised that by the end I was like, I didn't even check the time once. I kind of couldn't wait to see where it led.
And from what we understand, there's a bit of a twist in the film.
Yes, which we like a bit of twist, don't we?
Love a good twist, indeed. So go and check that out. And if you want to have a listen to Duncan give his thoughts on the movie, you can head online and grab it on our Talk and Flickster podcast.
Now, also, something that I do want to mention, if you have not seen The Fabulous Four with Bette Midler and all that, do it because it's ending in Tamworth this week. So make sure you go and see it.
Where was that on the script, Mr. Lee?
I'm just putting it in there because I want people to see it because it's actually really good. It's a good, fun movie and I don't want people to miss out.
Yeah, it doesn't come along to rehearsals or anything, but just happy to slip it into the run. Yeah, that's it. That's okay. I can ad lib it as well, Mr. Lee.
Oh, which is too funny. Too funny. Now, top movies around the world. We're going to head off to the USA first. Number 5 is The Forge. Number 4 is Blink Twice. Number 3 is It Ends With Us. Number 2 is Alien Romulus. And number 1 for the US, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Just showing how much of a big movie it is. Very hard to shift out of number 1, but maybe it's not number 1 in Argentina this week. Now, why'd you take us there, Mr. Lee? What was the reason for going there? What was your...
There was a reason, and I can't remember. I actually honestly cannot remember why I went to Argentina. Yeah, it'll come to me later, and I'll let you know.
Let's have a look at the top 4 for Argentina. Number 4, Kinds of Kindness. Number 3, Inside Out 2. Number 2, Alien Romulus. And number 1, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow. Now let's do Australia top 5. Number 5 is Stree 2, which you remember last week, it was actually number 5. It's a Bollywood movie. It's still doing really well. Number 4 is Blink Twice. Number 3 is Alien Romulus. Number 2 is It Ends With Us. And number 1 for Australia, Deadpool and Wolverine.
It's still doing well, isn't it? Knock it off. I can't wait to see which movie does. And can I make a prediction? Prediction, Mr. Lee.
Let's do it.
My prediction is Beetlejuice. You heard it here.
Yeah. Well, we'll be in week 7 by the time Beetlejuice comes. So, yeah, that's good.
I think so.
To be number 1 for this long, it's pretty big. So if something big has to do it, it's going to be Beetlejuice.
I think it's got another week in it. It's got another week in it, I think. Yeah. So I think we'll still see it at number 1 next week. But I think once Beetlejuice comes out, I think everyone will be hopping on that. And that's we've already heard in the opening weekend expecting something like 80 mil at the box office. So, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone the other day and they have actually seen a rough draft of it and they said it was brilliant. It is so true to the original. They said it's just so much fun and it will do very well.
Well, that one we'll be talking about very soon. Let's get into some news, though. La Bamba. Oh, what a song. Now, this would have been you back in the 80s.
I actually really liked it. Richie Valens.
Yeah, I bet you had a few moves going on with that. What was your La Bamba move, Mr. Lee? What are you? Can you do your La Bamba move?
I'm not even going to show you because these, I know you'll pay out on me. No,
bloody oath, well, no, I'm waiting for it. Come on. What the hell was that? No, I think it was the sprinkler. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Lucky you can only hear it. You can't see it. Okay. So what's happening with this? There's going to be a remake or a biopic. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a remake of the actual La Bamba, which was in 1987. Can you believe it was that long ago? Lou Diamond Phillips, of course, he played Richie Valens in the original one. So it'll be very good to see a refreshed version of it. So looking forward to that. Now, guess what? We've got Spider-Man 4. It looks like it's going to be released in July 2026.
Yes. Hold on, let's give that a...
It's just...
Yeah. Studio crowd, please.
It's just been given its release date, so very, very good. This week, last Wednesday to be exact, Sonic 3 trailer dropped, which is really interesting. Have you watched the Sonic movies?
Yes, yeah. I watched the first one that came out. That was took the kids along to see it, and we just as a family we loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was really well done, and it was actually true to the actual original because it was a cartoon or a comic, the original, was it? A
comic, yeah.
I can't remember now. It was a comic. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's going to be good. But the funny thing is Keanu Reeves is going to be doing the voice of Shadow, which is a baddie.
This would be good. So, yes.
Yeah, because usually Keanu doesn't do, bad parts,
You don't have any gripes with Keanu Reeves, do you? He's all right. He's okay in your books.
He's
okay.
All right.
He's just good. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I like him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only Tom Cruise.
I just thought it was Keanu Reeves for some reason as well. But anyway.
Yeah, no, we're all good. Now, on some other news, if you wanted to play a doctor, say, Jay, and you were offered $100 million to do one movie, this is for one movie only, to play Doctor Doom, would you do it?
$100 million. That's a lot of money to turn down, isn't it? That is sick money. That's just incredible.
It is incredible. Robert Downey Jr., that's what it's being reported. He will be getting $100 million. So before even the movie is even made, they've already forked out $100 million. But it's going to have to take a lot of money to get that back. Now, around the screens in Tamworth on September 5, we've got an adults-only session of Beetlejuice Beetlejuice. Tickets are on sale now for it. And as you know, last week, Jay made me do it. So it's $46 for two tickets and two medium sodas, a medium popcorn and a box of Maltesers.
You made me do it.
So we now have...
Oh, come on.
You did. Now I've got to honour it. So you made me do it. So it's got to be done.
Oh, I've got to keep you honest, Mr. Lee. I've got to keep you honest. What can I say?
You do. In Orange, on Friday the 13th of September, they're going to be playing Friday the 13th, the original. Tickets will be on sale soon for that one.
You must hate that day. You mustn't go out on Friday the 13th, right? You must just stay home.
Can I just say... I don't let black cats walk in front of me. I don't walk under ladders.
You stay home and you turn every light you've got on your bloody phone on the house, don't you? Yeah, that's it. I'm not going out today. I'm staying home. It's safe.
I'm sick. I'm sick. It's a work from home day that day.
Wow.
And in Wagga on September 5, they're playing Goat, which is a Bollywood movie in Tamil language, and it's all about an explosive thriller, which was in the Moscow metro bombing in 2004. So, yeah. And as we know, Bollywood movies are very dramatic and they have singing, dancing and...
The colour. Yeah, there's the close-ups. Colour in the movies too. So if you haven't seen one, do yourself a favour, go and check it out, especially if you are in Wagga. Mr. Lee, I don't think, has any Bollywood movies coming up. No.
I have actually. I have.
What?
I'm not going to announce until next week. I've got a new one coming, but I'll announce it next week.
See, another one I've helped you out with, Tamworth. This is why I'm here. That's okay. If there's anything you want, just hop online, forum6.com.au, hit the tab and get in touch and I'll help you out. If there's anything you want me to convince Mr. Lee to do, I can get it done for you. You just go in there and do it.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Yes,
let's talk.
Let's talk about next week's big movie, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. We've got a comedy, but we've also got a bit of horror in it as well. I'm trying to work out what we're going to be getting out of this movie, but the trailer does look very good.
No, it does. And, you know, one thing that I will mention, Tim Burton, who he directed the first one, is directing this one, and he wasn't going to do it unless Michael Keaton came back to play Beetlejuice, which is so good because I don't think anyone else could do it.
Just has to. Yeah. He makes it. So Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder, Jenna Ortega, who one of these up-and-comers, I think she's fantastic as well. Willem Dafoe, straight away with the cast, you're just loving it.
Oh, absolutely. So I cannot wait. And I will be going to see that because, as I said a few podcasts ago, Wendy and I watched the original, loved it. So cannot, because we're getting ready for this one, so we'll be going to see that one for sure. Now, another one that opens up next week is Thelma. It's a new action comedy, and it's all about a 93-year-old lady who gets scammed, and she actually gets hold of a grandson, and they go out trying to chase after them. And I have to say, it looks really funny. In one of the trailers that I've seen, the grandson's walking in the nursing home, and he's going, "Grandma, Grandma," and all of a sudden all these grandmas go, "Yes, yes." He goes, "Sorry, wrong grandma. I'm looking for my grandma." It's going to be a really good one.
So that is Thelma. Yes. That is out next week if you're looking for an action comedy type film, along with Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, which we know is going to be huge. Now, Mr. Lee, Talk and Flickster, which we mentioned earlier, Harry, he's going to be checking out Afraid. So we'll have that dropping midday on Wednesday. So looking forward to hearing Harry's thoughts on the movie.
Yeah, because we know that it could be happening. It could really happen, this Afraid with AI. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what he thought of the movie.
Yeah, I'll be watching out for your house too, Mr. Lee. You've got it bloody wired to your bloody phone. So be careful, Mr.
And
Lee.
I will mention when you do come to visit, there is a warning that goes, "Rah, rah, rah, JT's approaching, JT's approaching." So we turn all the lights off.
Oh, whoa, my goodness. Hold on, where is it? You're on fire today. This is your best podcast yet.
I'm on fire.
Wow. I've just got nothing. I just don't know where to go with this. You better prepare for next week. This is going to be grenades straight left, right, center, Mr. Lee. Yeah, you batten down the hatches. You enjoy your week. You've had some openings. I'll be very closed next week. Don't you worry. Yeah, you watch yourself.
You'll be prepared.
I'll be very prepared.
And you know what? I will go to rehearsals next week now, just to be sure.
Yeah, of course you do. It's the only time you turn up, isn't it? When you want to find out what's going on, you want to find out my plan of attack. I'll be keeping my cards very close to my chest. But, of course, if you want to be part of the Talk and Flicks podcast, you want to be a Talk and Flickster, forum6.com.au, odeon5.com.au, a nice little easy form there. Fill it out. Tell us what you want to go and check out, your favourite genres, and we'll hook you up with some tickets.
Correct. And then you can come on the podcast and talk about it, like Harry is next week and Duncan last week.
I need to get to some of these people before we do the podcast so I can, I can get them on my side. What do you reckon? Get them to get GM up.
No. I think we'll be right.
Star power, that's what we call it. Well, just like that, that's come to the end of today's podcast, Mr. Lee. I've run out of things to talk about.
I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
It's gone so quick again. Yet again, it's gone through all that. I can't believe it. When you're having fun, it goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm having fun. I don't know about you. You look pretty bored sitting there, so obviously it must just be me. Before we do go, though, just a heads up, we do have a new game coming. Yes.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a bit of trivia. We'll have people come on and answer some questions, and you can win some tickets to the movies, which will be fun. So, and I know people love winning stuff, so I think you will enjoy this game that we'll be playing. But it'll be in a few weeks' time we'll launch that off.
What's plans for the weekend? Happy Father's Day too for Sunday.
Happy Father's Day to you too. Yes. I hope you're doing something special with the kids.
Yeah, got all five kids this weekend. Ooh. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I'm getting, you know, they make those little knick-knacky stuff at school. You know, they do finger painting and make your stuff.
That, I love that.
It is great, isn't it? I do love that stuff.
It is. I love that. I actually still have some stuff that the kids made me as when they were little in kindergarten up to year three or something it was. I've still got some of it, and I love those. I think it means that they've put their heart into it.
What are you hoping for, though, this Father's Day, Mr. Lee? Let's put that stuff aside, because your boys are now, you know, they're obviously not in primary school anymore, so they're not making that kind of stuff.
They're adults
What are you hoping for?
I'm actually hoping that they will come around and have dinner with me. That's all I want, is just family together, and we do something, as in eat dinner and talk, which is Sunday night's usually our family night anyway. So they'll be just coming around, having dinner, bludging off us, and then going. So nothing.
Yeah. So no socks and jocks. Doing anything of that?
No. I'm too old to have anything now. I tell them, don't buy me anything. I don't need anything. Just come for dinner. And yeah, I'm happy with that. How about you? You'll get socks and jocks. And
yeah, I'll get the socks and jocks. I'll get all the stuff they make at school. I know that they're working on it.
Yeah.
And stuff in the Father's Day stall and whatnot. You know what I want, Miss Lee? Just some peace and quiet. Just no fighting. Just everyone doing as they're told. You know, yeah.
That would be a miracle.
Exactly. That
would be awesome. Can remember those days. Yeah, well, can I tell you, I actually have to go into work on Father's Day and do a little bit of work because of Andre. So I'll be in there. So I might even see you and your nan.
That's right. In there with Nan, yes. Yeah, I'm going to take Nan along to that. I'm going to take her to see it. I did say I would. So I'll have a bit of a break to go and do that. That is good. She'll appreciate it. Yeah.
You will.
Yeah, I'll get some sleep.
She'll love it.
Get some sleep. That's good. while she gets up and sings and dances and whatever else she's going to be doing, jeez, she could embarrass me. This could go very badly wrong, Mr. Lee. I'm glad you're not giving her sandwiches and stuff beforehand. You have a lovely weekend and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You too. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Bye.
And we'll catch you again next week.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.